Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Nyrene Brown, and you are now listening to The Actors Lounge.
Hey guys, and welcome back to an all new episode of The Actors Lounge. I'm your host, Melanie Victor, and today we have with us a very special guest. Please welcome to the show, actor, dancer, and singer, Nyrene Brown. Hey Nyrene, how's it going?
Hey, where's my intro music at?
Doom, 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 doom. I'ma drop some music, like when I edit, I'm gonna put it in there just
I'm
for you.
teasing. Make sure you put it's a little Mary, Mary the God in Me.
Okay.
That's my favorite, one of my favorite songs.
Hey, I really might do it. Don't be surprised if you hear it. That's a good idea.
What's going on? Thank you for having me, Mel. I appreciate you.
Loving
everything so far. We already talked before this, but you know, loving your energy and already just excited to be here. So thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for being here. I'm a fan. Like I told you earlier, I watch Ruthless. You play Lynn on Ruthless. Oh my gosh. So I just love. So first of all, let me just say this about Ruthless. Like that show, it's such a different Tyler Perry show, right? I think
absolutely
we can all agree with that. It's so suspenseful. That show makes me mad. It makes me frustrated. It's just like always has me on the edge of my seat, like oh my gosh. But it's such a great show. Like I was hooked when I first started watching it. I was just like, oh my gosh, when the sun goes down. I like the
yes.
intro. I love it. It's so bomb. So
oh my god, yeah, it's yeah. such a blessing to be a part of it. I remember when I received the script and I read it, and I was just like, yo, this is a different Tyler Perry show.
Yeah.
So I'm just so grateful to be a part of something just unique, different. Like you said, it's suspenseful, keeps you on your toes. You yeah. never know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so much juicy things happening in each episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I love playing Lynn Rollins.
I'm sure you do. So, okay, we'll get into that a little bit later. So I do want to start from the beginning. I like to always kind of get a background, backstory of, you know, where did this all begin for you? So you're a triple threat. Like I said, you're an actor, you're a dancer, you're a singer. So give us a little history. Like you've been doing this since you were a little girl performing. So where did this all begin for you, like performing and your creative journey?
Well, for those who don't know, I'm from New York, Jamaica,
woo.
Queens. Woo woo. So my mom put me in like commercials when I was younger. I started, you know, dancing at age 3 in this dance studio called Bernice Johnson, which was in Jamaica, Queens. And I never separated dancing from acting, because when we're dancing, we're telling a story, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we're just using our body. So I never separated the two. So when people ask, like, when did you start acting? And I'm like, when I was dancing, you know, it was always one for me. So in regards to singing, I just always enjoyed, you know, singing, the joy of singing, gospel songs, joining the church choir. And then later on down my career, I ended up doing a Broadway show called Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, in any Broadway show, you have to sing, act, and dance.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that was an amazing blessing on my life on doing that show as well.
Wow.
So it just, you know, it started when I was younger. And, of course, I was inspired by the Debbie Allen and the Janet Jacksons and the Vanessa Williams. Anyone who was pretty much just doing all three.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the Debbie and the Janet. Like, Janet's on TV Woman and then she's dancing and she's singing. You're like,
yeah.
I just want to, I want to do that. I want to do what she's doing. And you could just see their light shine from the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, those are just a few of my inspirations from when I was younger and watching them grow up on TV.
I wish I was a triple threat. I think that is so cool. Like people that could dance, sing, act, like do it all. So I mean, I think that's really cool. I love that you started young. It's important to me because like now, you know, I have kids, as I was telling you earlier, and I'm like, I want to get them into stuff when they're young, because that's not something
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I didn't have that advantage, like, of being put in stuff when I was younger. So now
mm-hmm.
looking back and just hearing your story or other actors or performers who are like, yeah, I've been doing it since I was young, I just think it's so dope. I love that.
Yeah, so I just want to encourage those who are listening, you know, for those who didn't start when you're young, it's the beautiful thing about art is that it's never too late. True. You know, like I know a lot of male dancers that probably started way late in their 20s and, you know, compared to someone who started dancing when they were like 3 or 5. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make you more advanced just because you started when you were younger. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's still up to the individual to put in the work and the discipline and to stay consistent. Mm-hmm. So I believe consistency is key. And with the consistency of nurturing yourself and your art in whatever way you express yourself, that is how you truly become a full artist at your fullest potential. Wow, so it's not even a matter of starting 21 and 3. Mm-hmm. Well, if that 21 is put in the hours, you know, like the book Outliers say. I love a lot of books. I might plug a lot of books in.
Oh, that's great. Plug it.
You know, if you put in the hours of someone who is really about this life, then you'll be just as successful as the one that started at 3. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Because truth be told, I wish when it came down to acting, I wish I was the Raven Simones and the Ash, you know, the Mary Kate and Ashley, where I came out early. But then I just really believe that God specifically was either just molding me, protecting me, and was like, on his time is always perfect. So it happened when it was supposed to happen. But if you would have asked my younger self, I'd have been like, can I be a child star? You know, with all that work you're putting in when you're younger, you're kind of like, want to reap the benefits now. But
yeah, that makes sense.
God's timing. Yeah, God's timing matters. So.
That's true. Well, thank you for saying that because, you know, I do think some people feel discouraged like, oh, I didn't start young. I'm older, this, that, and the other. But you're right. It doesn't matter. Like, it's about your consistency and your commitment level because you can start, like you said, at 3 or 21, and you can still be great. So that's
you can.
Yeah, that's where I receive
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, come on, receive it.
Yes, receive it. So, like you said, you grew up in New York, and you were trained, you know, in musical theater. So looking back, how would you say that those your childhood and like those experiences have shaped you and prepared you for where you are today in your career?
Well, you know, living in New York is a whole nother life, you know, as a city kid, growing up in Queens. Honestly, I remember not wanting to leave Queens. The funny thing about New Yorkers is like they never want to leave their borough. So a lot of people in Queens stay in Queens, people in Brooklyn stay in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just remember wanting more. Mm. And when I found out there was a performing arts high school in the city, I remember being like, dang, I don't want to travel to Manhattan. So like, you know, but... And also I was like nervous about just the craziness that was happening with the trains and people, you know, getting hurt and stuff like that. I just didn't want to be in a position of like dealing with that. But I just mustered up the courage and was just like, you know what? I can't allow something so silly to keep me in a box and keep me in Queens.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I'm just going to have to bring Queens to the city. I'm going to have to just, you know, be street smart about where I'm going, pay attention.
Yeah.
And I love that coming from New York has shaped who I am because no matter where I go, I'm always cautious. I'm always, I'm very blunt. I'm very direct. Nice. And I'm bold. And the way that has helped me in my career is I have no shame in asking. You know, you ask, you shall receive. I have no shame in like saying like, I need help with this, or, you know, how can I stay in contact with X, Y, and Z? And I think a lot of people respect my boldness. And that has definitely shaped my career and just going for things, you know, unapologetically everything, you know, Black and talented is how you gotta be, people.
Yes, I love it. I just actually released an episode with actress Tiffany Black, and she
I know Tiffany.
Yeah, so the clip that I put out of her episode was just that, saying she was basically like, I'm shameless, I like, I don't have a problem putting myself out there, putting my art out there. I'm unapologetic. And because she was basically saying, like, she wasn't always like that. And she didn't want to live in that regret anymore of like, oh, I should have said something. I should have not. So she said now she is bold and she doesn't have a problem asking for what she needs and putting it out there. And so you saying that, like, it really resonated with me, because when she said that, I was just like, man, I need to really, like, be more like that. And I feel like my assumption is, because, like, I've been to New York, like, once for a day. That doesn't count, right? Mm-hmm. That doesn't count at all.
It counts. It
okay,
counts.
Experience. It counts. All right. My dad's from New York, but, yeah.
See?
Yeah. I guess it's in me a little bit, but, yeah, I'm a California girl. But my assumption is, like, I feel like when you're raised in New York, you have that grit. And I feel like as an actor in this grind and this life and this journey, I feel like it prepares you so much for, like, all the, you know, like, the ups and downs of the acting journey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And not only just that, but also, you know, for me personally, spiritually, you got to be prepared spiritually to accept the rejections and not take it personal, or understand that there is a bigger project for you or something bigger for you. Because at the end of the day, what's for you is for you.
Yeah.
But you definitely have to put in the work. So, but yeah, definitely shout out to Tiffany. I know Tiffany from T-Saw. So I'm proud of her and her accomplishments, you know. Yeah. Super supportive of each other. So yeah,
that's
for
awesome.
Sure, for sure.
I love that. So you live in LA now, right?
Correct.
Okay, so how are you enjoying living in LA? You know, what were some of the adjustments you had to make moving out there?
Well, I'm not that brave, y'all. I'm a Capricorn, so I love stability. I love stability. Yeah. So let me just say that, you know, I did not just up and leave New York to come to California.
Okay.
For those who have done that, kudos to you. I'm so proud of y'all. But for me, like I said, a job brought me out here. So I was I had a stable job and I was doing Wicked, the Broadway show, and it brought me to LA. So that was nice. And when the show ended, I decided to stay out here and, you know, check out the film and TV world. Mm-hmm. Truth be told, I felt like I had to start all over, because LA Network and New York Network, you would think they're similar because they're both bi-coastal, you know, the hottest place to be for entertainment, but it's not. Mm-hmm. So I had to do this whole start over situation. That part wasn't fun, but once again, this is a marathon.
Yeah.
So for those who really, really want to do it, you're going to just do what you need to do and just buck it up. So,
yeah. So what were some of the things that you had to, like, do to kind of, like, navigate your way out there? Cause yeah, like you said, it's a different, completely different worlds and different markets at that. So, you know, how did you kind of get yourself going out there?
Well, I would suggest that any actors that's listening, you got to get in class. Class is where the community is. Class is where you work those muscles, those acting muscles, where you improve yourself. You should always be improving yourself as an actor or as a singer, as a dancer. Mm-hmm. So I had to get in classes. I had to get in a scene. I had to be seen. Mm-hmm. And like I said, that's where I met a few actors at different acting studios. You have T-Saw, shout out to Tasha Smith Studio. Mm-hmm. You have John Rosenfeld. Mm-hmm. You have Leslie Kahn. Mm-hmm. And then even improv, you know, I did Groundlinks and applied for the scholarship and everything. So you got to just get in these communities so that these people know who you are. And then the more that you network these people, sometimes they become your friends or family.
Yeah.
And that's really the name of the game. Everything is about relationships.
Yeah, that's true.
For sure, one difference that I'm going to say is different from LA to New York is the timing. And when I say timing, I'm saying, like, in New York, if I say we meeting at 5 o'clock, we meeting at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
In LA, if someone goes, we meeting at 5, y'all, It's like 9 o'clock at night, so I definitely did not like that adjustment between LA and New York.
Yeah, everyone in LA is a little more lackadaisical. Like, it's a different type of promptness, urgency.
The urgency is so different. That definitely was a huge adjustment. Like, yeah. Wait, I'm here. Where are you at? Oh, girl, ain't nobody going nowhere on time in LA. Like, what?
That's annoying because I'm very prompt too. So, you know, I can't stand that.
Yes. That's so funny.
Now you said you applied for the Groundlings. Was it the diversity scholarship?
Yes.
Did you get it?
Yes, yes, yes. I did not get it.
Okay. I have a friend who's in Groundlings and she's like, I think she applied. I don't know what ended up happening, but it just made me think of that.
I did not, but shout out to Groundlings anyway. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that program. I loved it.
Nice.
And it's fine, you know, spread the wealth. I'm sure whoever did get it was well deserving.
Yeah.
And I've had many other scholarships in my life, so I know how amazing that just receiving that letter or receiving that notification feels.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't let it stop me. Once again,
yeah.
that's the grit of it. Like, don't let that one thing stop you.
Right.
So if you don't have the money, get the money, work hard to like figure it out, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
make it happen. So I still made it happen, even though I didn't get the diversity scholarship.
Yeah.
And I really learned so much because, you know, I aspire to be a guest star one day on SNL. So,
okay.
Yeah, I love laughing. Like, I need to wake up laughing. I need to, before I go to bed, I love to laugh,
yes.
You know. I need a partner that makes me laugh. I just need laughter in my life because I love to just have fun. So
yeah, that's why I think we connect, because I'm the same way. I love laughing and having a good time.
Right?
I'm so happy. Yeah. Let's laugh right now. No.
Right. No.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about Ruthless.
Let's go.
How did that opportunity come to you? Like, where were you at when you got the audition? Like walk us through the beginning.
Okay, so I auditioned for this open call that BET was having. Mm. Shout out to BET. And nice. One of my friends was like telling me like it could be a long process, you know, they wasn't sure if they weren't gonna go, and they were just giving me a heads up. So I went anyway, not knowing what it could come from it, because you just never know what could come from anything. Mm-hmm. Never look at an opportunity and be like, oh, that's small.
Mm.
So I went to an open call. It took 2 days. I didn't get seen the first day, so I had to come back the next day. At this BET open call, there was all these casting directors, one including Kim Coleman, mm-hmm. Robbie Reed, mm-hmm. Leah Daniels, mm-hmm. all these amazing cast directors. Exactly. And I did a monologue for them and introduced myself. I even sang a little and like danced as much as I could in my heels without doing a full performance. You know what I mean? Like just a little something.
Just show them what you got.
Just a little bit. And they're just like, okay, thank you so much. And then I got an email saying, we enjoyed you. Thank you for coming to the BET, and we would love for you to audition for Tyler Perry's Sisters.
Mm.
So I auditioned for Sisters, and that was my first time being called in to Kim Coleman's office. And I didn't get Sisters, but then they said, actually, we'd like to see Nyreen for Ruthless.
Mm.
And I went in for that, and I got it. I didn't do a callback. It was such a blessing. I was so excited. I was at work when I received the phone call. I do some customer service. Okay. So I had to walk away. I had to walk away like, hold on just a second. And like
play it cool.
Right. And then I like went in the room and like screamed hallelujah to Jesus for the opportunity and the blessing. And the process was so fast. It was like,
that's
got the call.
Crazy.
Probably like, I don't know. Say I got the call Thursday, flew out Friday, started shooting. Like it was like back to back. Mm-hmm.
What?
It was crazy. Yeah. So
when did you have time to prepare? Like in between.
Listen, on the plane, y'all.
No.
Mr. Perry works really fast.
Yeah.
So they sent me the script and I just put in at work. I was just like, okay, let me read everything. Let me process this whole thing. And
You showed up.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's huge, man. Like, I just feel like, you know, I've talked to a number of actors who work with Tyler Perry, and I just commend you guys, but just because the work environment is so different, you know, like one take, let's do it. You got to be prepared. Like, that's a lot of pressure. Like, you got to be ready for that type of, I'm talking like, I, you know, like I've shot with Tyler Perry. I haven't.
No, so. you're fine.
But I'm just imagining, you know
what's happening. Yeah. You're in the end of, you know, from hearing from other actors and what's been happening. He really respects a lot of theater actors because he knows that a lot of theater actors have to just be in a moment. You have to be present. You know, you don't have time to always, oh, can I have a, you know, let me do that again. When you're in theater, once the lights is up, the lights is up. Yeah. So,
wow. And I think you're a series regular.
I am. God is so good. Gosh, that's all I can say. God is so good.
That's such a big deal.
My first TV show, and hopefully many more blessings will come from this. Yeah. And yeah, straight to series regular. So I'm super, super, super.
That's like, what? Like, amazing. Like, wow. How did you mentally prepare for that? I mean, my thought is like, it happens so quick, you just gotta go with it. But like, when did it sink in for you? Like, man, I'm here. Like, I'm doing this.
Well, to prepare myself mentally, I had to do a lot of research because Lynn Rollins dives into a lot of substance. And I'm not aware of all the substance that she was taking. So I was just like, okay, let me look up, you know, LSD and X, Y, and Z. It really sank in for me as Nyrene. when I got home and the show aired on TV. And I was with, I had a little viewing party with some of my friends. But then I had a little viewing party due to the fact that COVID had just started. And, you know, it was literally the beginning of it. So shout out to those amazing 10 friends of mine that showed up. Just being amazing. Like, they still follow guidelines because at that time they were like, no more than 10 people could be in the house. But all those 10 friends like showed up, and I was just so grateful to have them around to share this moment with me. Wow. And I remember watching it and being like, who is this person? Like, it was such an out of body experience. That's when it really sank in. Because being on set was like, you know, it was such a fun environment. Mr. Perry is so funny. And so, you know, my castmates are amazing, amazing, amazing. We are literally like family. So I'm so grateful to like have a loving cast. Yeah. So it was just play when I was there. And obviously doing the research, like I said, the homework behind it to make sure that I justified the character, told the story. And there's many family and friends who probably have someone who is battling substance abuse.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to, you know, stay true to that as much as possible.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But it didn't hit me until after I got home, and I was just like, like,
yeah,
name the credit. And then watching my image on TV, but knowing that I'm playing a character, and like some of the things I've said or did, I don't even remember.
That's crazy.
Because it was just very much instinctively in the moment. So when I'm watching like the part where there's an episode where like I flip Brian the bird like a finger, I said, who is this woman and why does she do that? So I'll be right there with y'all yelling at Lynn.
Yelling at Lynn.
yelling. It's so funny though.
What would you say was like the most challenging parts of you know, shooting Ruthless, being Lynn? Like, what were some of the things you had to work through?
I would say the same thing with the drug substance.
Okay.
That was the hardest, because, you know, I'm not trying to seem like a saint, but the truth is that I don't really know. Yeah. You know, like when people when people try to be like, you ain't never been drunk, the answer's no, y'all. Yeah. The answer's no.
Me neither.
right. And no, I don't smoke weed. I've never smoked weed, and I'm not mad at those that do. Oh, do what you gotta do.
I just have to say, I never meet anyone who like has never done those things either. People are
really
either don't believe me or they're just like looking at me like I'm crazy. But yeah, I've never drank or smoked either. So wow.
Isn't that funny? I've had people look at me like, are you a part of a 12-step program? Yeah. Is that a reason? Did you have a bad experience?
Like what nah.
People always ask what happened to you and I'm like, nothing. Yeah. I am just, you know, I'm like, I always tell people like my sin is gluttony.
I'm with you on that.
I'm like, I like to eat, y'all. I'm a foodie, so. But that was the challenge because I had to base it off of like behavior, like watching other people experiences, opposed to knowing. And a lot of times with actors, the thing that makes it so beautiful and true is just knowing the truth of that. When we watch someone on TV and they're crying because they have their heart broken, if you've experienced a break, then you would know, like, oh man, I know how this person feels because you felt it.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to come off like she don't know what she's doing. You know. So I was just like, oh, that was probably the only thing I was really, really, really worried about.
Okay.
That was a challenge.
That makes sense, especially if you just, you know, you've never had that experience, and then knowing you need to portray that in such a way, I can see how that could, you know, feel like pressure. Like, dang, I want to come through. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So how has working on Ruthless, how has it grown you and strengthened you as an actor?
Oh, man. I mean, with this being my first TV show, I've learned so much. I mean, there are times I'm looking at it and I'm just like, oh, I wish I'd done this better, or I wish I could have like had my eyes more focused, or, you know, not like crazy nitpicking, but just learning from my mistakes because it's my first show. I didn't get it perfect, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't get it perfect. So it's helped me learn what I can do better. And it's helped me prepare for when I do have another, you know, TV show or gig, and going from working that fast pace, like Mr. Perry, how Mr. Perry work, to when it gets back to like a slower pace, like, oh, I'm already ready, you know? Like, we're like the elite version of soap operas. And it's amazing that if I do a regular TV show, I can be like, oh, I'm already off book for 5 episodes. Like, we're not even there yet, Nyree. And I'm like, I know, but I'm prepared. I'm ready. So
that's tight.
Yeah, preparation and learning from my mistakes is what has helped me grow being on Ruthless.
That's big. I always say it. I feel like once you guys, you know, go through that experience, like, you're ready for anything, because, you know, from what I've heard, it just it's real. Like, you got to be ready, you got to show up, you got to know your lines, like, and you know, like the fast-paced environment, it seems like it's no other, like, because most sets aren't like that. So
right, and I can't wait to experience that too, so I can compare the two. But until then I'm still in part of the amazing Tyler Perry family.
That's so good.
So yeah.
So what keeps you going on your journey? Like, what keeps you, I have a feeling I know, but like, what keeps you moving and keeps, you know, the times where things are like, you know, through the ups and downs of the journey, like, what keeps you going?
Well, I believe you cannot let your self-worth be based off how much you work.
That's good.
And what keeps me going is my community. I do this for my beautiful Black and brown girls out there who don't see enough of themselves, who don't see a positive representation of themselves. And I'm here to let them know, like, you can do it. I can do it. You can do it. You just have to remember to anchor yourself in something bigger than you. Remember to love yourself first and foremost, because you can't love anybody else. Mm-hmm. And when you do these little things, you know, they add up. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna go back to the love of yourself part, which is really important to me, especially for Black women, mm-hmm. because the industry will try to say, oh, you need to be like this, you need to do this, your hair needs to look like this, mm-hmm. your body needs to look like this, your lips, your nose, your eyes, your teeth. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to just say you're enough. Mm-hmm. And when you know that you're enough and you feel like you're enough, nothing's wrong with, you know, for those who are out there who change whatever they want to change, that's on you. That's your prerogative if you want to change your teeth, if you want to change your breasts. Like, mm-hmm. I don't shame anybody who wants to change anything about themselves. Just remember that you have to be happy with it and have peace with it. Yeah. So being in an industry where they're always nitpicking about every little thing, mm-hmm. you have to just be so solid within yourself. Mm-hmm. And I do it for my community, period. Mm-hmm. So... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's appreciated. And you saying that is so empowering, because I do feel like a lot of people do fall into that pressure of what they think mm-hmm. they want us to be or how they want us to be. And they're scrambling around trying to be this, trying to be that. And it's just like, you got to own you and walk in it and know that, like, one, you're enough, and everything's going to happen in God's timing. So what's for you is for you.
Exactly. And, you know, for all the other artists out there, you know, this is across the board, actor, dancer, or singer. Mm-hmm. Just remember that you don't have to grab every cheese. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean by that? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you don't have to. It's okay to turn down work if you don't feel comfortable with it. It's okay to tell your agent, like, no, thank you. And I feel like a lot of people are always feeling pressured to, mm. well, I have to go to this audition so I don't, you know, make my agent mad, or I don't want to seem like I'm not cooperating. Mm-hmm. I've always been bold mm-hmm. because of just being from New York and just being who I am. Like, I would be like, who is it for? Who is this audition for? No, thank you. Mm. And respectfully, no, thank you. And it's not to shame any projects, is just to say no thank you, not for me.
Yeah. Do you give an explanation usually, or?
I do not give an explanation. Mm. I just simply say no thank you.
Have they ever questioned you?
No.
Wow. Yeah, because they probably know, like, no thank you, like, it's very it's like, oh, okay.
I mean, it's yeah. a no and it's a thank you,
and thank
right?
you.
It's
a no and thank you.
it's the manner, it's the no thank you. I'm polite, it's, you about know it. Polite about it. I'm yeah. not yeah so yeah for sure people need to remember that, because, you know, with the dance industry, if you don't want to back up dance for a certain artist, mm. don't back up dance for a certain artist. Mm. But if you do, then go out there and shine and show your behind off and be seen.
Yeah.
But yeah. don't do it because you feel pressure to do anything.
Yeah. No, that's big, because that pressure, there's so many people doing things that they don't really want to do, and they feel like, oh, I got to, because, you know, my agent or my manager, you know, and it's like you said, like, nah, like, this is your career. Like, no.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Like, it's your image.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's your image. It's gonna be out there mm-hmm. for the world to see, and yeah, you have to be at peace with it. So
yeah, what do you want listeners to know about Nyrene? Like, what is something that is important for listeners, or, you know, just people, actors, to know about you and, like, who you are?
Oh my God, that's such an amazing question.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm glad you're excited about it.
I mean, that's a great question. You know, wow, I don't have, like, an definitive answer, other than that I pray that my lifestyle and what I'm reflecting through social media mm-hmm. and my life is just authentic and true, mm-hmm. and that people can see my heart, my light, my love. You know, when I talk about or if I post about anything regarding Black Lives Matter, mm-hmm. I'm not saying, you know, I'm saying what I'm saying, Black Lives Matter, but I was about to say with the word but, because but is always like a rebuttal. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost like a take back.
It cancels everything.
I was just going to say, it tries to cancel everything, say, but I'm not trying to cancel anything. I was going to say Black Lives Matter for sure, but I don't want anyone to think like, oh, you know, that there's no love for everyone in this world. Mm-hmm. I am a child of God and I love everyone. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But I love my community and I just need everyone to understand that.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Yeah. And, you know, that this got to stop. The craziness has to stop. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, I'm doing my part. I may not always show everything. I know I can be very private because I am a private person. Mm-hmm. But I just need people to know that I'm a warrior, I'm a fighter, mm-hmm. I'm a lover. And yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I felt like I should have probably.
Nah, like I felt that. Especially when you said you were a warrior. I was like, ooh, I kind of got chills. I'm like, I feel that.
Yeah. Because there be times, or here's a silly story. It's not really a real story, but there are just times where, like, I have like these pet peeves, mm-hmm. and I cannot watch certain things go without justice. Mm-hmm. Something about injustice just really pissed me off. And because I'm an American, African American woman, mm-hmm. I don't really know my heritage like that because mm-hmm. obviously that was stripped away from me and my ancestors. So I don't have that like origin where people who I am so jealous of that can be like, oh, my father is Nigerian and my mother is, you know, yeah. I don't have
I don't think I don't a lot have of that. People do though. A lot of like yeah. a lot of us don't.
Right. Yeah. Like I'm like, oh, I wish I knew my heritage. I wish I knew yeah. the origin like of where my family and whatever came from. So when I see things happening, that's just not right mm-hmm. and injustice for our people. It really gets under my skin. Mm-hmm. And I always joke about with my friends. I'd be like, my ancestors had to be warriors. Like, because yeah. something running through my blood just don't let me quit mm-hmm. certain things. And I just be like, I can't. Mm-hmm. I cannot do this. Like, literally the other night, me and my friends were driving and we randomly see this, like, four cop cars just pull up on this African-American guy who was just standing there. Mm-hmm. And they pulled out with their guns and I was just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Wow. So me and my friends like pulled over to the side to just watch mm-hmm. to make sure nothing crazy happened.
Yeah.
And just doing that, I felt like would still go a long way. We didn't like close a blind eye like, uh-oh, well, whatever's happening over there is happening over there. We're kind of like, mm-mm.
Right.
And my homegirl like just took her hand out and just started praying over that guy. And we were mm-hmm. just like, wow. We hope that nothing crazy happens. So, you know.
Yeah.
Oh man,
it's like I think it's important because what you did is create a presence, at least, you know, and your friend praying over that situation, like you never know how that really shifted or saved that man's life, you know, because
right.
those situations, they go left all the time. And it, you do have to make a choice, because you can make the choice to turn a blind eye or you can make mm-hmm. a choice to be a presence, you know, be someone who like stands up for what's right. So I think yeah. we're faced with that decision every day, you know, just like
every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every day. So yeah. Thank you for asking that. That was beautiful.
You're welcome. I'm glad you got to, you know, like take a little time to like reflect on that. 'Cause it's important.
It is important because, you know, as entertainers, like, honestly, none of this matters yeah. when we're all gone. I mean, it matters in the sense of like how we inspired others and how we could have influenced the next X, Y, and Z, the next Denzels, the next mm-hmm. Halle Berrys, and the next Viola Davises. But if we go down to ground level of what it is, it's just like,
yeah,
what do you want people to really know about you? Like, what are you leaving behind? What is the seed you're leaving behind? What is right. the what are you planting? Mm-hmm. So I loved that question. And I, like I said, I pray that everyone can see the light that's in me, that I'm trying to share the light amongst other people.
Yeah. You know, I'll say this, you have a light about you. Like Really? I mean, I know I've never met you in person, and I know you through the screen, but you have, like, this energy about you that's really bright, and it's really, like, positive and just, like, easygoing. Like, I don't remember when exactly, but it was on Clubhouse, and you guys did a room for Ruthless, and you were in there, and you actually were in a room just recently for Bruh. And you got on the mic, you got on stage, and so you just have that energy about you. It's really, like, positive and bright.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, like, it's, you just have, like, this aura about you. So it's definitely, I believe it's felt.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's all God, y'all. It's all through his glory. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes. And shout out to Bro. That definitely is my other family of Tyler Perry cast. So you was on our Clubhouse. Did you enjoy it? That was so much fun. Our Clubhouse.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I tried to get up there to talk, but I never got through.
You gotta hit me up on a separate DM, like, Nyree, buzz me up.
And I know. Buzz you up. Yeah, you guys are awesome. Like, your cast is like Bruh, because I've been talking to a lot of the actors from Bruh, like, this month. I haven't released their episodes yet because I've been batch recording all May, and then I'm gonna, like, slowly release all the episodes. But yeah, Bruh is amazing. Like, the cast, that the people that I've talked to have just been amazing. Like, you guys are amazing, honestly. I enjoy every single time I get to talk to, like, not that I don't enjoy other actors, because I do, but it's just something about you guys. You guys are like a special crew. I don't know. You guys have just, like, this
come
cool
on,
energy.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
Come on, Ruthless.
Yeah.
Check us out on BET Plus, for sure. It's you know what it is? They're genuine. Everyone in our cast is genuine. Everyone in our cast they're humble and grateful to be working. And, you know, we all know it can be snatched tomorrow. So we're all actually very spiritual beings. And it's like, we're all a part of a cult show. So it's so funny.
I know, right? Yeah, I think that's it is. Like you said, just genuine. All of you guys are genuine. Like, Ruthless, Bruh, Sisters, like, all the people I've interviewed who have worked with Tyler Perry are just amazing. You guys are so genuine, just, like, real people. Like, I feel like I've connected with all of you guys in, like, different ways. So it's refreshing.
I love it.
Yeah, it's refreshing. So
I love it.
My final question that I want to ask is just, like, where do you see yourself, but what are some of your goals that you want to hit, you know, as you continue on your journey as an actor?
As my journey as an actor, I would love to, for sure, do a movie, like a superhero movie would be great.
Okay.
In Jesus' name. As well as I would love to do, like, a evil twin. Ooh. Like, play two roles. I don't know. I've seen, like, did you ever see this show called What Happened to Monday?
Mm-mm, I never even heard of that.
It's not a show, sorry. It was a movie on Netflix, but the actress on there played seven different characters. It was all her. What? And I just admire people who can do, like, multiple characters, even like when Lindsay Lohan did It Takes Two. I think that's so awesome. So I would love to do something where I'm playing, like, multiple people with different personalities.
Yeah.
Whether it's an evil sister, cousin, or twin.
Nice.
And for sure, I'm gonna put it out there since we have the pod. For sure, would love to work with Ryan Murphy, Steven Spielberg, and go to Shondaland, go on a little graze.
So
just working with awesome, amazing people, the Violas, the Spike Lees. And then one day, I guess, you know, pull a Regina and Kerry Washington and start directing would be fun.
I like it.
You know, just explore. Why not, right? Explore all the avenues. See how behind the camera and in front of the camera works, and not just in front. And as far as dancing, I'm going to keep dancing until my legs fall off. So
I heard
when
that.
There's auditions, when there's auditions that I'm, once again, I'm interested in doing, I still go to them and I still partake. Mm-hmm. But my last dance gig was, I can't even say technically it was my last thing. I danced on Mr. Perry's recent movie that's going to be coming out on Netflix.
Oh, it's gonna... I think yes. I heard something about a recent movie. Is it something you can talk about? What's the name of it? I recently heard something.
I can say the title. Yeah, oh, okay, posted it. It's called The Jazz Man's Blues. It'll be on Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, nice. That's exciting.
So that's exciting. Yes, I'm excited for that.
Cool. When is that coming out?
He plans on having it come out this year.
Okay.
But we literally just wrapped last month, at the end of May. So can't wait for that to come out and share that. Nice. And that was one of his passion projects that he's been trying to put out for 26 years and finally had the chance to write. So that goes to show, once again, for all those listening, he did a project that he wanted to pursue 26 years ago, and he still did it. Wow. So it's never too late, y'all. Like, if it's on your heart, it's on your heart, and that's just the end of it. And of course, you know, we all want to be recognized and what we do, but whether the trophies come or go, I'll speak into existence that they will come. But whether they do not or don't come, just staying solidified and solid with who I am while I'm creating and being successful is where I see myself as an artist.
Yes, I love that. Well, I am excited to just keep up with you on your journey. You're doing amazing things, and I'm very, very happy for you. So giving you good energy and prayers and all that.
I'll take all the prayers and energy. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Can you let listeners know where they can find you, follow you, keep up with you?
Of course. If you guys want to follow me or just see where the journey's going, you can follow me on IG. And my name is NIRINE. Let me say that one more time because a lot of people spell my name wrong. It's NIRINE.
Man, now I've got to wait. Now I'm like, let me go back to my emails and make sure I spelled your name right.
No, you did. That's because I tell a lot of people when it comes down to pronouncing my name, it sounds like Irene with an N. Uh-huh. And then a lot of people just assume it's spelled like Irene with an N. But
with the E. Yeah. And stuff. Oh, exactly. Okay.
Yeah. But no, if you want to follow me, it's just Nirene Brown, NIRINE_Brown, as well as my Facebook. It's just my name. I didn't do anything like Sexual Chocolate for any of those.
Why not?
You know, because my name is unique.
Yeah, it is. It is unique. So. I like your name. What does it mean? Is there meaning behind it?
My mom said that she met this Indian guy whose name was similar to Nirene, and she just added the N, but I don't know the meaning of it, so I just tell people it means whatever I choose.
It means whatever. Warrior.
It means, boom, yeah. beautiful warrior, goddess of child of God.
Okay, amen.
It means all those great things. I love it.
I love it too. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, stopping by the Actors Lounge. I appreciate you, and I had fun talking with you and learning more about your story.
Yes, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I do not take this for granted, and I really, really, really enjoy talking to you, love.
Thank you.
So to all my actors and artists in general, just remember to keep pushing. Mm-hmm. It's all about timing. Mm-hmm. It's all about nurturing your craft and just staying connected and focused. Mm. Y'all got it. You can do it.
You got it. You can do it.
You can do it.
Wise words. Well, thank you again, and you have a good rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon.
You too, beautiful, we'll stay connected.
All right. Take care.
Peace out, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.